Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Henderson County Conversations Podcast. I'm Chief Communication Officer Mike Morgan. And today we're going to do a segment that I think we'll do a few times throughout the year. And it's called Talking Trash with Marcus Jones. And Marcus is our county engineer. And Marcus, you love to talk some trash, don't you, sir?
Well, Mike, I sure do. It's one of the services that the county provides that's well, it's like computers, you know, you don't really appreciate it till it doesn't happen. And then you realize what an integral part of your life it is and an important part of your life. And there's a lot going on out at Stony Mountain, our facility, solid waste facility at Stony Mountain. It's an exciting and very interesting place.
Well, I tell you what, start off with, let's kind of give everybody a 30,000 foot view. Kind of explain to everyone what is solid waste in Henderson County? And a lot of people think we have a dump. We don't have a dump. So just kind of walk us through, again, kind of all the services that we provide in Henderson County.
Sure. Well, I think that's funny you mentioned the word dump, and that's what we sometimes affectionately call it. But dump refers to a pre-1960s trash facility where literally you were just dumping trash in a hole. Of course, now it is a lot more engineered and sophisticated process where landfills are actually lined and have collection systems to collect leachate. And it's a very technical facility to accommodate the our community's trash and protect the environment. However, we are no longer an active landfill site. We have three closed landfills on the site that we still maintain, but pretty much all of our materials come to us, get processed, or just placed into a bigger vehicle and hauled somewhere else, with the exception of our compost material, which organic material comes to us and then we process it with our wood material and use it on site. But everything else comes in small trucks and leaves on big trucks. It's technically a transfer station now. So.
And of course, we have the transfer station, Marcus, which literally is we're transferring people's trash from one place to another. That's pretty much kind of what it means. And we also have the convenience center. So kind of explain to residents what you can bring to each one and kind of what a transfer station is and what a convenience center is.
Sure. That's a very good point, Mike. And the transfer station, we like to look at it as the transfer station, or when you go through the scales, is a pay site. And that is for commercial and residential traffic. The residents bring things that are not acceptable at the convenience center. And then all commercial traffic has to come through the scales to go to the transfer station. And again, the big key there is that's a pay site. And then we also have our convenience center, which is also off of Stony Mountain Road, but has a separate entrance. And the convenience center is, everything at the convenience center is no charge. However, you have to be a resident of Henderson County to use that. And that's definitely includes Henderson County citizens that live in municipalities too. There are a lot of services at the convenience center that are not offered by the municipalities. That's where a lot of our recycling goes on, that a lot of materials that we take, batteries, used motor oil, used gasoline, electronics, metal. We take, during certain times of year, we take leaves and at the convenience center, as well as recycling and trash. And the way that the trash is no charge at the convenience center is through our bag for bag program, which means if you bring equal amounts of recycling to trash, the trash is at no charge. So if you bring us two bags of trash, you need to bring us two bags of recycling. That incentivizes people to recycle and also offers us a no charge option for our trash in our community, for folks that may be more challenged for to pay the tipping fees for it. So it's a great facility. There is a lot of materials that we recycle. We are always looking for new materials to recycle. The latest thing that we've offered is foam recycling. That was by far our number one request from our customers, was to offer that. And we received a grant for a densifier, which literally takes the styrofoam or the foam from, you know, X to 50 times less than X in volume, and makes it feasible to transport. We offer that program twice a month now. We've just recently increased the frequency of the events, really excited about offering that to our citizens. But in short, the transfer station is a pay items, and the convenience center is just for residents, and it's no pay.
And, you know, I've been out there to see the densifier, the foam densifier. And that's really a cool piece of machinery, because it takes a big piece of foam. What is it? It takes it from what size to what size again?
Oh, it I'm not sure the actual size, but it will take a big dumpster and reduce it down to a very small, I think, 2x2 pallet, and about two feet by two feet by maybe 3 feet, which is important, because if you try to transport foam before it's densified, you're basically paying to transport air. So this gets it in a very small, compact form that makes it feasible to haul it to. I believe we're hauling it to the Triad right now, where it's a hub and spoke, and eventually ends up at an end user to make insulation.
And of course, Marcus, something that's been in the news a lot here lately in the county, we've talked about a lot during board meetings, you've been very, very, very active in it. As you know, when our county's growing, we're getting bigger, there's no doubt. And we're in the process of constructing a third bay at the transfer station. And that's important, again, because of the capacity that we're seeing.
That's right, Mike. Our community is growing. An interesting statistic is that for every citizen, a community will generate 1 ton of trash per year. So, it's amazing how accurate that is. We are at 120,000 citizens now, and we are literally within a couple thousand tons of 120,000 tons of trash per year. So if you look back at the progression of our facility, you know, the dump opened in 1960s, which is typically when the city dumps closed and they transferred to a county facility. And then there was a major solid waste act called Subtitle D that was passed in the mid-90s. And that's when we moved to a transfer facility in the mid-90s, opened our first transfer station bay. Circa 2007, we opened our second transfer station bay. And right on time, we are looking right now at starting the construction of our third transfer station bay to accommodate the growth in our community, the growth in trash. We got a little bit of a break because one of the upshots, if there is such a thing, of the Great Recession and the pandemic was the community greatly reduced. We went down about 25% in our volume of trash, and that bought us some time on opening the third bay. But we are in the need of opening that. We need that capacity as part of that project, are going to be able to do some internal routing or road networks that will allow us to better separate our residential customers from our commercial customers. So, you know, big trucks are better to hang out with the big trucks, and we'll keep the cars and smaller vehicles using a separate transfer station bay. So we're excited about that. And also the three bays will allow us to better accommodate our recycling material, which is also transferred. It comes to us in small trucks and then goes to our recycling facility vendor that we use in Asheville or Woodfin. We utilize a transfer station for that. On a note, a transfer station is basically a a transfer station floor where the trash or recycling is dumped or placed. And then we have machinery that pushes it into a pit. And below the pit is a large tractor trailer, open top trailer that the trash is pushed into. And then we pull the trailer out and stage it for our vendor who hauls it. Well, the trash is hauled down to South Carolina in Union County, and then again the recycling is hauled to our vendor up in Woodfin, curbside management. So a lot going on with the third transfer station bay. It's going to enable us to keep up with the needed, or establish the needed capacity to keep up with the growth in the community, and also allow us to initiate some efficiencies for our operations and make it more customer friendly.
And folks, if you're listening to this podcast and you've ever been to the transfer station, probably like I have before, I've sat in line before, so it's taken a little while. So I'm looking very forward to having this third bay that's going to alleviate some of those problems.
That's exactly correct, Mike, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I neglected to mention one of the key part of the project. We're going to propose to widen our entrance road. It'll be three lanes all the way from Stony Mountain to the Scales, which will allow the bigger trucks to move out of the Scales line and into our automated pay line, our lane. We allow our permitted haulers to utilize our an automated pay service, which gets them out of the line and further makes the facility more efficient.
And folks, the construction process has begun on that third transfer bay. So hopefully by May of 2025, it'll be completed. And that's going to be a great thing when we finally get there. So we're looking forward to that. And Marcus, I know something that we're really big on here in the county is the recycling, is being environmentally friendly. And hcrecycles.org is a website. Just talk a little bit about how we put such an importance on taking care of our environment here in Henderson County.
Yeah, Mike, that is an integral part of what we do at Stony Mountain. We operate with a permit from the state of North Carolina. So there are regulations that we follow based on our permit and also guidance from the state. It's probably a twofold effort. One, it's in the materials that we take. The state of North Carolina has landfill bans, so there are materials that are not allowed to go into landfills or transfer stations. And we provide the opportunity for the citizens to follow those bans by having our recycling, household recycling, and all the other recycling materials, brush is a banned item, and wood waste. We are compliant not only in materials that we take, but in our operations at the facility. We monitor the groundwater and landfill gas emitting from our closed landfills. By testing, we have monitoring wells surrounding the facilities or the closed landfills. They're monitored on a quarterly basis, and we monitor the surface water that comes off the site. And those test results are sent to the state to ensure compliance. And if for any reason they are not compliant, we are responsible for mitigation measures to eliminate any non-compliant situations. So there's all efforts to mow the old facility, the closed landfills. That's actually not only an aesthetic thing, but it's being able to maintain the closed landfills where we can observe and make sure there's no leaks, and also to ensure that the landfills have positive drainage. So you want the rainwater to flow off of them and down into the appropriate place instead of leaching into the old landfill. So good point, Mike. There is a lot of efforts that go on to provide an opportunity for our citizens to be mindful of our environment, but also our operations have a big effort. It'd be really easy to process the trash in the community if it wasn't required to be so in a compliant way, but it is, and we certainly are engaged in making sure that happens.
One thing, I've been out there a time or two doing stories on the densifier, and then Greg Wiggins over there drove me around, showed me the whole facility. It's quite impressive. to see this all come together. And I know you've got a great team over there, and I know they just do such a wonderful job. And they're friendly, they're kind when people come up to do stuff. They're always there to help, always there to ask questions. So I know you're proud of the team that you have, because they work hard over there to keep that transfer station and convenience center and everything we do with solid waste rolling.
They certainly do, and you're 100% correct. It's a great team. They do a lot, and they do it in a customer mindful way. We like to tell folks, you know, it's even more important for us to offer good customer service, because our customers don't have an option to go somewhere else. This is the community's option, and our customers will be treated with good customer service, excellent customer service.
And folks, as we mentioned earlier, hcrecycles.org, a great place to find all the stuff that we do here in Henderson County, special events we have, like the foam collection, like the paint. Amy Schmitty is someone that works very closely with you, Marcus. I know she does a lot of that stuff. And so that's a good way to, that website's a great place to find out everything we do in the recycling world here in Henderson County.
That's correct, Mike. You know, we've gotten to where we have quite an extensive list of waste diversion opportunities, recycling options. And Henderson County, or hcrecycles.org, is a great place to see all the things that are going on from that regard. And Amy Schmitty is our environmental programs coordinator, and she helps coordinate with all those waste diversion efforts, and then actually helps the county with energy conservation and resource conservation too. But that reminded me of a program Solid Waste has right now in partnership with Henderson County Schools. We are currently collecting organic material, food waste, from 7 elementary schools and bringing it to our facility and incorporating it into our compost operations. So we're able to take that organic material, and of course we also collect organic material at our convenience center. But that material is used or is mixed with our wood material to create compost, which at this point we're able to use all of it on the site. But at some point I'm sure we'll have enough to, you know, for our citizens too. So really good partnership. The schools obviously are making, are diverting the food waste in their cafeteria operations. And it's an effort on the school's part that we really appreciate. And it's been a real successful program because it not only captures that material, but it's a good outreach opportunity for our school folks to see, you know, to see recycling and waste diversion at a young age and be part of it.
See, folks, the title of this is perfect. Talking Trash with Marcus Jones, because my man Marcus loves to talk some trash. And I do want to do another podcast in the future with you, my friend, because you are the county engineer. And I'm kind of going to do a whole series of what does a county engineer do. We'll save that for a later day, but I know you're big in the solid waste world, doing everything that you do with the transfer station. Everybody, Marcus, we appreciate you being on the podcast today. And anything else you think we need to mention that we missed so far as we're talking trash?
Well, Mike, I appreciate the opportunity, and of course would look forward to talking with you in the future. I do other things beyond driving the train, so I'd be glad to sit down and talk with you about all that stuff, and really appreciate Henderson County and being a part of what goes on around here.
And once again, we will take a day and sit down and talk more about what the county engineer does with Marcus Jones. Thank you for being with us today, Marcus, talking trash with Marcus Jones. And thanks for listening to Henderson County Conversations Podcast.